Today is May 18th. The Rundown brought to you by BetDSI. I owe BetDSI an apology because during the Kentucky Derby, as everyone's heard, I got shut out. TVG, which is my general go-to horse racing betting application, blew up, malfunctioned. I got shut out. A bookie who I've had forever, dead, just died. So I had nowhere to go. I should have had my BetDSI account ready to roll. Should have put my, I didn't have it funded properly at the time, should have put my Kentucky Derby bet through them. I'd be $3,000 richer. Instead, I'm eating crow. So that'll never happen again. And if you like to bet, it should never happen to you. BetDSI, we got the Preakness this Saturday. That's where I'm going to be betting through. Obviously, you have the NBA playoffs going on right now, Major League Baseball, day baseball. Day baseball is the drug that just keeps on giving. It's better than anything that you can buy over the counter or not over the counter. So lots of things going on right now. Even Trump versus Clinton, can bet on that. I actually think Trump is great value right now. So BetDSI, all your gambling needs, all of it. You get a free $10 play on any current sporting world event, whatever you want to bet on. If you sign up BetDSI.com, use a promotion code RUNDOWN10, free $10. Again, triple crown season. I don't know how you don't bet it on the Preakness. I don't know how you don't bet on Nyquist, which is going to be terrible odds. So you're probably going to go Nyquist and then pick another horse to go with it. You can't go, maybe you can go Nyquist, Exaggerator, Cold again. They're the two best horses, that's for sure. But whatever you want to bet on, $10, free play, use the code RUNDOWN10, BetDSI.com, BetDSI.com, the code RUNDOWN10, get a free $10 play. So go do that. Make yourself a little money. Buy some Barstool merch. All Circle of Life type stuff we're talking about here. BetDSI.com. All right, NBA. So we had the ping pong ball thing last night. We also had, if you want to call it a game, the Cavs. I mean, you can't have two series that are one so good and one so bad, but it is sort of ruining the NBA playoffs for me, the fact that the East is just so weak. The ping pong ball is Dikembe Mutombo. He obviously was told in the owners' meeting. I listened to part of my take this morning, Dan. You guys were hard on Dikembe.
What do you mean?
Like, make it sound like he's an idiot. He's like a really smart guy.
Well, PFT said that he got like tricked by a Nigerian prince and lost millions of dollars. I don't think that's very smart.
I don't think that's accurate.
It's true. It's accurate.
So that's kind of tough to be like, Dikembe's a really smart guy, but he got an email scam where he went to Nigeria to find gold.
Okay. I don't believe that happened. And I think right now when Hank pipes in now, it's like the PMT guys just stick together. KFC, okay, Marco, what do you got on everything?
I didn't watch the game because it was such a blowout. The lottery... don't let Philly get hot. Philly's on kind of a hot streak right now with the Flyers. Phillies, I think, are in first place. Number two pick in the NFL, number one pick now in the NBA. Watching those videos of them celebrating the ping pong ball like it was the Super Bowl was hilarious. Also hilarious is going to be when whoever they take breaks their leg in 20 places. They're still waiting for Embiid to play. They'll probably take Simmons. I don't know how much I trust Simmons to be, you know, a number one pick type superstar. But we'll see. He won't be now if he goes to Philly. If he goes to another team, he probably will be.
Who's the other guy they're talking about?
Ingram from Duke.
Yeah.
I actually like him.
I think Ingram's a better player. But Big Cat, what do you got?
I like Ingram more than Simmons. The Dikembe thing, the headlines, Mutombo caught up in African gold scam. That's not a good thing. He gave a bunch of money to a warlord in the Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm gonna have to say you're not the smartest guy if that happens.
That could happen to anyone.
Yeah,
it could happen to anyone.
Dikembe's given like a shit. Dikembe, like half of Africa is built on Dikembe's dime.
Oh, I know.
So one time he gives it to the Congo warlord. Like, what about the other fucking 99 times he gave it to hospitals? And yeah, that's just, you can't avoid when you're donating in Africa. You can't avoid somehow getting caught up in the red tape of a warlord eventually if you do it enough. That's a fact.
But it wasn't stupid to tweet that early if he knew, if he actually knew, right?
He did know. The owners do it early.
Yeah. So that was dumb of him to do.
Dan, if I have intel like that, what do I care? I live to be the one who breaks news. I'm no different than Dikembe. Why does
Dave, can I go off Dikembe for a second?
Marco, remind me, I have a very important question for you after we go off Dikembe.
Okay. I had the TV on after the game. It was really sad seeing LeBron and Kyrie at their press conference. He was very relaxed, and it just like made me remember maybe one of your favorite things in the world is to watch a post-loss LeBron press conference. You'll stay up. You'll be a noodle for weeks just because you want to watch him. So to watch him calm, relaxed, comfortable, just chilling, it really right in the heart.
Hey, Marco, I'm not even watching these games. I got mono when they played the Mavs in the playoffs.
Watching the post-game press conference.
They had to, like, drag him to do it. He'd be doing it at, like, 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, six cameras ready for everything. And he never disappointed. But I'm not even watching these games. I go to bed before – I mean, they're not even games.
I liked ESPN's stat afterwards. LeBron is, like, 39-0 when winning by 20 points or more in the playoffs. Like, they're just trying to make LeBron look awesome.
Real quick, this is my side note. I have my water here. Can you drink New York water? Renee keeps on telling me I can, and I think it's making me sick.
New York water is the best water in the country.
Chicago water's pretty damn good.
I feel like Boston water is pretty fucking better than this.
We got ourselves a little water, boys.
The best water.
7 foot, 440-pound lineman. K. Marco, you blogged this. You're screaming for this. What?
That was your important question you had to ask me?
Yeah, because I thought it was making me sick. I had a sip. I'm like, I think there's fucking bacteria in this shit.
Dave, I think – I don't want to pick on you, but I think your shitty immune system and the fact that you're kind of a pussy is what's making you sick.
Well, that's picking on me, Dan. 7 foot.
But I said I didn't want to pick on you, so –
That's like with all due respect to the Japs. Yeah. It was a trick play, Parcells. 7 foot, 440-pound lineman. Okay, Marco, you want this guy to get a scholarship. I got to be honest. I watched his highlight tape. Half of it was like people stretching his legs, him coming out of the tunnel. He literally, for a guy that big, he didn't have a highlight. That cannot bode well for this kid.
He had a highlight. He had one highlight. It was he knocked a kid over on a false start.
Yeah,
that was a good one. No, Bleacher Report did a 10,000-word essay on this kid on how he can't get a shot, no one will give him a look. And so I read this whole thing and then I pulled up the highlight tape and it's him sitting on the bench. You would just think that somebody would want a 7 foot, 450-pound kid to do something with in the entire country, but he's not very good at football. That's definitely a fact.
It's the worst highlight tape I've ever seen.
Ever made.
Is it like our Indian dude? Remember that guy? What was the guy's name? Who the Mavs drafted? Who this year? He's like 7'6", and his entire highlight tape was just getting a ball passed to him and dunking with no one else. And his highlight tape had shots that he missed in the layup line.
This guy, 75% of it was non-action. Okay. Like they had the first 5 minutes was him doing this in the tunnel, like getting ready to come out of the tunnel. Dude.
Yeah, But this brings me to my point. Both those guys, if they were like 4 or 5 inches smaller, they'd probably be okay. It's just you get to a certain point of height and you're fucked.
This guy was getting single teamed and pushed out of the box. It was amazing.
It's a shame that the UFC has like come along and actually become a real sport. He would have been a perfect like UFC 1 or 2 guy to go and fight Butterbean.
Yeah. Oof. Yep. Or even the little guys. So we get this story from Saudi Arabia. KFC blogged it. He gave me notice he wasn't going to be on 5 minutes beforehand. So Saudi Arabia wedding, I assumed arranged. That's the guess. But the wife was texting, wouldn't fuck. And then he divorced her on the spot. Big Cat, what do you got?
I don't know. Does anyone disagree with this guy? That was such a smart – he saw the future. He knew exactly what was going to happen. You can't. He basically gave her an ultimatum, and she was like, no, I like my friends more. So good for him. So hopefully she paid for her dad's paid for the wedding, and way to get out before it gets, you know, before you go 10 years down the line.
Okay, Marco?
I've never been married, but isn't it a fact that wedding night sex is like top 2 or 3 sex? Like everyone knows that?
No, that's wrong. Totally wrong. It's engagement night. Wedding night sex is like a lot of brides, I'd say, are almost 75% like sick. They're just like, it's over. It's a relief. It's the big day. It's engagement is what you pay the big bucks for.
But still, to be like, nah, I'm texting my friends. I'm playing words with friends.
Totally.
Yeah.
I have a very different take, and this is when my radar is going off. J-Mac. Arranged wedding, you can just get a divorce. It seems like those two things don't go together. If it's an arranged wedding, it seems like you're stuck with it. Saudi Arabia, and this may come across, I'm pretty sure every Saudi Arabia guy like just rapes their wife in that situation. I think that's like Saudi Arabia culture. Like you.
Yeah, well, I was going to say she got off easy because a lot of these guys will like throw acid on your face when you do something.
Right.
Can I go one further? I was shocked she had a cell phone.
Totally.
I mean, to be totally honest, I was shocked she had her own cell phone.
So this story, while we agree with the guy, it seems like there's a lot of rights. The woman, like she's texting. It's like, oh, I'm going to get divorced. Everything's on the up and up. Arranged marriage, no divorce. I know Saudi. Can you show your face in Saudi Arabia if you're a woman?
I don't know. That's the key question, because if you can't, then everything we've said is correct. If you can, then we're wrong.
Agreed. Let's go to commercial break on that note. Okay, back. San Francisco, there's another one. Is this one of your teams, Dan, the Niners? I feel like it is.
My dad works for them, so.
Yeah. So a reporter, I guess, back in like 2014 said if they ever build a stadium in Santa Clara, he'd take the owners out for dinner. He didn't think it was going to happen. The stadium is in Santa Clara, which sucks, by the way. I don't know why they just didn't rebuild it in Candlestick area. Although when we were in San Francisco, we were hanging out in Candlestick and people looked at us like, how have you not been like mugged and attacked yet? Because it's the most dangerous spot in America. And we were just kind of hanging out there at 3 a.m. in the RV.
We've had a few of those where we're just like the dumb tourists walking around.
The guy goes to French Laundry, very expensive in Napa, but he complains about the bill. He says that Jed York should have picked up the bill. What do you got on your team here, Dan?
This guy is the worst, the writer. Billionaires make these bets too so that they can feel like regular guys again, because they have to pay for everything, all their life, all their friends, every check they have to pick up. The fact that they made this bet, of course he's going to make him pay. That's what makes him feel like a regular guy again. So fuck this writer. I seriously hate him. He should not. I don't know what we can do to him, but we need to do something to him.
I agree with that. Kim Margo?
The best part is that Jed York wasn't doing this on purpose. Like from the story, he just didn't really realize. He switched the restaurant to French Laundry, which is quite literally the best restaurant in the world some years. And he just said he was ordering regular stuff and he wasn't trying to stick it to him or anything. He just ordered $2,100 worth of stuff and said, okay, you pay for it. And if you're going to tweet and talk shit and make bets and stuff, then you have to man up. And everyone like feels bad for this guy on the internet now.
They should be congratulating Jed York for actually going out to dinner with this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Like how many owners would actually be like, all right, we made the bet. It's more of a hassle for this guy to tag this fucking two-bit reporter along. So we all agree. The reporter sucks. French Laundry, I've never been. I heard it was actually not worth the value. Not that it wasn't great food, but it's good, not worth
Where
it.
Is you, this? What is it?
It's in Napa, French Laundry.
And it's not good.
It's super expensive. But
so
Renee
don't
and I
go
almost
there.
Went
I'll
there
write that
Napa.
Down.
When don't Renee and I were in Napa, we almost went there. And then her friend is like, it's great, but it's not worth the $2,000. If you say it's worth $2,000, I'll go. Instead, I went to Ad Hoc. I had some great meatballs, some of the best meatballs I've ever had. Have you ever been, K. Margo?
No, I'm sure it's not worth it. Once you get to that level
French
of
French Laundry, with just a quick little reminder on my desk, never go to the $2,000 place in Napa. Just a
French Laundry.
French Laundry.
Yountsville. It's in Yountsville.
No, next time I catch myself in Yountsville, I will not go to French Laundry.
The more ridiculous picture here, I'm interested in your take. Bryce Harper with the hair versus Dan Le Batard. I blogged Dan Le Batard wearing a hat that you should be Birdman, like the rapper guy, if you're going to wear a hat like that. Just to the point, I don't even know if Le Batard, I missed the beginning. He's like, I'm going to look like I just killed somebody and I'm like a thug life guy. And I know that's kind of Le Batard's thing in Miami. I have no idea where either of you are going to go here, so I'm very curious. We'll start with you, K. Marco. What was the more ridiculous look?
Le Batard's by far. Was he wearing it ironically? He wasn't, right?
I don't think so. That's, I just saw it on ESPN. I saw the clip. And that's exactly, I'm like, is that, did I miss a bit beforehand when he was wearing this?
Yeah, Bryce's hair is just, you know, like kind of style. It was actually exactly what Kevin's hair looked like when he first got his haircut and he was on the rundown. It was like perfectly straight up and down. Levitard, any middle-aged man wearing a forward flat brim hat is just not a good look. Not to subtweet anyone in this conversation, but Levitard's is more. Levitard's is worse.
That hat, that hat's not only a flat brim. The print on that hat is straight out of like gangland.
I don't think it's that ridiculous, just because it's Miami and he's Cuban. And if you go to Miami, this is Miami by definition is just 40 and 50 year old dudes trying to be like 20 year old dudes. You should actually move there, Dave. It's like the perfect place. They go out there, they wear the weird shit, they're trying to be hip. He is perfect Miami in my mind right there. He fits in better than anyone else.
Hank, if you can draw up that picture of when I got my Liv hat,
yes,
that's what it
that's
felt.
You. Yeah. They give it to like, they give the club hat to like the Indian dudes that come in and spend a lot of money. Yeah. And then they stand in the corner with their, with
Sundays at Liv.
Wait, can I ask a question? I don't want to become, I don't want this to become a thing, but what are the rules here? Because Levitard is a direct competitor in the podcast game from us. He's fighting against us every day with the sports rankings. We're just putting them on the rundown?
Yeah, no. ESPN is they're on a different level. Simmons is much more.
So Fox is – so Katie Nolan, no. Simmons, no. Levitard, yes.
Yes.
This is tough. These rule the
yes. Yes. And to be honest, it may change if I specifically was like, hey – Levitard, will you come on our rundown? He's like, I can't. Then I probably would stop talking. We've been specifically denied by Katie Nolan. And
he
she goes on
is a
everything. Katie
so
Nolan
you know.
Goes on everything.
Levitard
us.
Is a competitor. He's a very much a competitor to us. He has a very good podcast that people listen to.
All right, but here's the thing. Like ESPN is selling their podcast like revenue and shit. Direct through ESPN. They're not like Podcast One and they're not fucking the people we met with. Simmons's people aren't, those meetings are the exact same that we're walking in. ESPN is a different fucking sale. So it's a little different on that end. Those are big boy conversations though.
Yeah. I mean, it just goes, we go however your brain goes. I got it.
No, there's logic to what I just said. Like,
I know. I agree. I agree. I totally agree. Simmons and we do sell the same things as Simmons.
Yeah, like someone's making a media buy.
Yeah.
Am I buying Simmons or am I going Barstool? They're not like, am I buying just Levitard?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So, but the other thing, Bryce Harper, he just looked like, you know who he looked like? And I know you watch it, K. Marco, because you're kind of like a yuppie. I watch it. He looks like he's on New York Million Dollar Listing. That's what he looks like he's on. He looks like one of those sales guys on that show. By the way, that show when they close a deal and it's like my commission's $600K, I want to put a revolver in my mouth and blow my brains through the back of my head, have them come back through the front and do it again. That's how mad that makes me, that show. But I can't stop watching.
Do you watch that show, Keith?
Yeah.
Okay. My problem with that show, they need to get Luis off that fucking show. He's the worst. I'm so sick of him crying and sucking at selling real estate. I don't need to hear that story anymore.
Didn't that used to be you? Weren't you a real estate guy?
Yeah, but I didn't sell. Like I wasn't like a selling homes. What was that? Oh, what's that?
What? Nothing. I
feel like Dan, you were probably more like that.
No, we built homes. We didn't do. I didn't. I was on the other side.
What's the movie? Jennifer Aniston and the tall guy, and he ends up being like he goes down Chicago and he's like a boat conductor and he gives tours.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, that's kind of where I felt like what you were probably doing in Chicago before we found you.
On a boat, doing a boat tour. Wait, but wait. And then Frederick, I'm done with Frederick too. He's so fucking overdramatic.
The best. I do watch these shows. The best one was still my boy with the bowl haircut.
Yes. Who, what's his name? Chad?
Chad Miller. Chad, I got to get him on because he's a fan. We've traded like.
And what's his name? Josh Flagg, the nasally Jew. He's the best.
Yep,
he's like, and he doesn't care that he's like the most stereotypical LA Jew ever. He just owns it. Love that guy.
His grandmother invented polyester. Literally.
She died. He got like $1 billion, then pretended to cry on a camera.
Bartolo, two lives. but not two lives, because if you read the article, it basically said his wife knew about the second family. So, again, this is one of these culture things. Bartolo, really, and I'm probably speaking for Kevin, he could have six families. I think that's just Bartolo being Bartolo. Big Cat?
I'm pretty sure that's the rules. If you're a Dominican guy or, you know, a Latin guy, you keep your Dominican or Latin family at home, and then you have your own American family during the season, and then you just don't try not to mix them.
Okay, Marco.
Yeah, this is just the latest. I mean, he was caught doing steroids. Apparently, he cheats on his wife and is a deadbeat dad, and nobody's really going to care. Everyone loves Bartolo. He's the jolly old fat guy. Like, nobody gives a shit. The funniest part is how he got caught by the media. Did you see that? It's because he represented himself as his own lawyer, which made it not anonymous anymore.
I saw that.
Yeah.
You see, he trademarked Big Sexy?
Officially?
Well, he filed, so we can still sell.
Ravel broke that news.
No, I'm aware. Ravel didn't break that news because his lawyer contacted us, and I said, you can't do that because we invented it, and we'll sue. I used some big-time legal mumbo-jumbo right back in his face. I said, our prior use will supersede your trademark.
Speaking of which, your dad hasn't responded to my emails. I know he watches the rundown, so...
Who?
Please respond to my email. Your dad. We have a big long list of legal shit that we want to go
strange.
Through. Yeah. That's so, and I know he's watching this right now, so please respond to my email.
Yeah, it's weird. There's something going on. His computer must be busted. I'm sure. I bet you by the time this airs, I'll put 7 minutes that you get a phone call. All right. Anything else?
Oh, nope. I got nothing else.
All right.